The future of energy policy in Vermont is on the ballot in November. That's because Vermont's next legislature will decide whether to pursue a first-of-its-kind program that would transform the market for heating fuels. It's a potentially high-stakes decision for businesses and residents, and it's fueled the arrival of dark money from national groups who are looking to influence the outcome of competitive races for the local House and Senate seats. Vermont Public's Pete Hirschfeld has been following the money for us, and he's here to talk about where it's going. Hey, Pete.
Hello, Mary.
Pete, how much outside money is flowing into Vermont's elections this year, and where is it coming from?
Over the past month or so, a group called the Green Advocacy Project has given $180,000, that's a decent sum by Vermont standards, to a Vermont-based super PAC called Vermont Conservation Voters Action Fund. The Green Advocacy Project didn't return my requests for an interview, so I can't tell you what their motivations are. But Justin Marsh, who runs the Vermont-based super PAC that got this money, says the organization is a pro-climate, pro-environment group that's trying to support candidates who will embrace clean energy policies in state and local governments. Marsh says the Green Advocacy Project is especially interested in the clean heat standard that Vermont's next legislature is going to decide whether to pursue or not. And this upcoming election is going to be key to the future of that policy. That's because Republican Governor Phil Scott opposes the clean heat standard. He'll almost certainly veto it if it makes it out of the state house. And Marsh says Vermont Conservation Voters Action Fund is using that $180,000 to support Democratic candidates who are in tight races this year to make sure that they have the votes needed to override that potential veto come January.
We definitely take a strategic look at the political landscape electorally and make those decisions on where we decide to put our focus and effort in.
What sort of effect will that money have on the outcomes of these races?
We don't know is the short answer, but we do know that spending by this super PAC on some of these competitive down-ballot races is significant. VCV Action Fund has spent more than $10,000 in support of Democrat Andy Jullo in the Grand Isle Senate race. It spent almost $10,000 on Democrat Amanda Cochran in the Caledonia County Senate race. And even smaller expenditures, like the nearly $2,000 in support of Representative Bobby Farley's Rubio, have the potential to move the needle, especially when you consider that Farley's Rubio, who's a Democrat from Barnett, has only raised about $3,200 for his own campaign. Farley's Rubio told me he had no idea VCV Action Fund had gotten involved in his race until a friend texted him a picture of the mailer that the super PAC sent to local voters. And he says it was concerning because he's a guy who thinks dark money from outside groups is generally bad for democracy.
And at first I was like, oh, you know, this is weird and unfortunate.
But Farley's Rubio says he's been the target of negative attack ads by groups who have accused him of increasing the cost of heating fuel and making Vermont unaffordable for working class residents. He says that's just not true. He says he supported legislation that will create a clean heat standard proposal for lawmakers to review, but he says if that plan is going to negatively affect his constituents, then he won't vote for it.
And so I feel like if this group that wants to support me is using factual information to get out the vote, then I welcome it, even though it's not something I asked for.
And Pete, you mentioned outside spending from groups who oppose the clean heat standard. Where is money coming from the other side?
So a group called Americans for Prosperity spent more than $60,000 earlier this year on ads encouraging residents to oppose the clean heat standard. This group is notable for its ties with the Koch brothers and big oil interests and has spent hundreds of millions of dollars nationally over the years to influence elections and move public opinion. This spending by Americans for Prosperity drew a complaint from the Vermont Democratic Party, which said the organization failed to properly register in Vermont, and also that its advertisements were misleading and part of a pattern of deception. There's also some more organic elections activity by groups who oppose the clean heat standard. A super PAC that's funded mostly by Vermont fuel dealers has raised about $38,000 this cycle. Judy Taranovich, who owns Procter Gas, is one of the people who's helping fund that PAC. And she says if fuel dealers and their customers want a fair shake in Montpelier next year, then they need to get involved in elections.
I think we need balance back up there, right? I don't think we need everybody thinking my way either. You know, I believe that forever. But with 7 Republican senators out of 30 and 37 representatives out of 150, we have no voice up there.
The clean heat standard generating a lot of interest from outside groups. Why is that?
So, yeah, Vermont's a tiny state, right, with a relatively tiny fuel market. And the economic effects of this policy in isolation probably won't be very far-reaching. But policymakers in other states are watching us. Larger states like Maryland and Massachusetts are contemplating a similar policy. And they'll no doubt be monitoring what happens here to see how and if it works. Washington County Senator Andrew Perchlick is a Democrat who supports the clean heat standard. And he says if Vermont is the first to move ahead with this controversial approach, then the dominoes might start to fall in other places.
I mean, that's the value of Vermont doing some of these things, where sometimes people say, well, what's the point? Vermont's so small. Well, we can have it. Outsized influence if we can get it right. And in other states, like, oh, that was pretty smart. Well, we can do that as well.
Well, thanks for your reporting on this, Pete.
Thank you, Mary.
And if you want to learn more about what the clean heat standard would do and how it works, you can check out all our reporting at vermontpublic.org.